EdSource reports that we are not hitting the enrollment target despite the compact. Facing pressure from Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers to add thousands of California resident undergraduates over the next several years, the University of California is off to a slow start in making that happen. In fact, UC estimates that enrollment of in-state students will be down slightly in the current 2022-23 academic year compared with last year. By UC's own admission, that makes it unlikely that it will meet the expectation set last year by Newsom and lawmakers to add more than 7,600 of those students between 2022 and 2024. Officials pointed to a variety of reasons for UC not enrolling its targeted number of in-state students, including drops in community college enrollment resulting in fewer transfer students, a student housing shortage that limits capacity at many campuses, and different enrollment strategies across the campuses, some of which deliberately limited their enrollment this past fall. Kevin McCarthy, chair of the Assembly's Subcommittee on Education Finance, said he finds it puzzling that UC is falling short of those targets, particularly given that there are far more qualified UC applicants than ultimately get admitted. UC has a massive demand and supply imbalance. In other words, we turn away qualified Californians in record numbers. And so how is it that we're not able to increase enrollment? That's kind of perplexing, McCarthy said. UC leaders plan to discuss the enrollment dilemma at next week's Board of Regents meeting, when regents will receive a report that describes UC's progress toward goals set by Newsom as part of a multi-year agreement with the system.